Thank you. myself, I welcome you to St. John's and this Blue Christmas service. This is the time of year that has been called the long, dark night of the soul, the winter of our discontent, in which memories of past experiences and the pain of present experiences can become overwhelming. In this service, we will acknowledge that this is not a season of joy for everyone. We will invite you to reflect on the pain, the loneliness, and the sadness you may feel, and offer it all to God. We pray that you will find hope and comfort in knowing that you are not alone, and that Christ's light does indeed shine in your darkness. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those who live in a land of deep shadow, a light has shined. For the yoke that was weighing upon them and the burden upon their shoulders, you have broken in pieces, O God, our Redeemer. Let us pray. We ask Jesus to shine light into the darkness of our lives, and we ask him to help us make his light known in our lives and everywhere in the world. O gracious light, your brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold thy vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the world. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. A reading from Isaiah. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call to her that the time of service is ended. Look up to the heavens. Who made the stars, if not the one who drills them like an army, calling each one by its own name? So mighty is God's power and strength that not one fails to answer. Israel, why then do you complain that our God does not know your troubles or care if you suffer injustice? Our God, the everlasting God, the creator of the farthest parts of the earth, never grows tired or weary. No one can fathom the depths of God's understanding. God gives power to the faint and strength to the powerless. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the responsive reading of Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
So that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth forevermore. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Please be seated for the next reading.
A reading from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
During the next period of meditative music, you are invited, if you would like, to write down on the card that you've been given the name of someone who has perhaps died in your life that you are missing in this season, perhaps someone that you have lost in a relationship that you are grieving, someone who is sick and suffering perhaps, or something that you are going through yourself that you would like to pray for. Whenever you write down the name of the person, your name, or the particular prayer, will be offered as a prayer at this cross at a later point in the service, and it will be offered up audibly for all of us.
We light this first candle to remember those persons who have been loved and lost. We pause to remember their names, their faces, their voices, the memory that binds them to us this season. We hold them before God, giving thanks for their lives and ours. We light the second candle to redeem the pain of loss, the loss of relationships, the loss of jobs with the security they bring, the loss of health in ourselves or in family members, the loss of joy and peace in our lives from the stresses which surround us, the loss and loneliness we experience when our loved ones do not share our faith. As we gather up the pain of the past, we offer it to you, O God, asking that into our open hands, you will place the gift of peace.
Refresh, restore, renew us, O God, and lead us into your future.
We light this third candle to remember ourselves. We pause and remember the past weeks, months, and for some of us, years of grief. We remember the poignancy of memories, the sadness, the hurts, the pain of reflecting on our own mortality. Let us remember that dawn defeats darkness.
The fourth candle is lit to remember our faith and the gift of hope, which God offers to us in this incarnation. We remember the God who shares our life in Jesus Christ, promises a place and time of no more pain and no more suffering. Let us remember the one who shows the way and who goes with us into our tomorrow.
In the spirit of this season, let us now ask our God for what we need for ourselves as people coping with loss, pain, suffering, loneliness, and grief. In response to the words, God, in your merciful love, you are invited to respond with, hear our prayer. Loving God, we come to you with pain lingering inside us. God, in your merciful love, hear our prayer. As the nights have been growing longer, so has the darkness wrapped itself around our hearts. God, in your merciful love,
hear our prayer.
In this season of our longest nights, we offer to you the grief in our hearts and the traumas and tragedies that some of us cannot put into words. God, in your merciful love,
hear our prayer.
compassionate God, there are those among us who are grieving over what might have been. A death or loss has changed our experience of Christmas. Once it was a special day for us too, but someone has died or moved away. We have lost a job, a dream, a goal, a cause. We find ourselves adrift, alone, and lost. God, in your merciful love,
hear our prayer.
Pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom it is death, the hallowing of your name echoes through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
Patricia Lever.
Amber.
For Lee. William and Utah. Thomas. Barry. And for John.
Thank you.
for blessing. If you're able to see the responses, I invite you to respond. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light.
And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
In him is life, and the life was the light of all people.
Immediately following the service, those that wish to continue to pray in the church are welcome to do so. The lay pastoral care team will be available if anyone would like particular prayers offered on their behalf. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and those you love this season of Advent and Christmas and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
and in thy mercy grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.